Hey, how are you?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How are you?
Good, you're here. You're
I
here
know,
and
I'm sorry.
you finally were able to break into the studio.
Exactly. The studio being this basement.
Oh, nice. Wait, so is the stew back in Toronto or New York City? Where are we at?
We're in Toronto right now. We have a stew in Toronto that I'm not at right now. I'm in the basement of a friend's who's also a musician and sort of has synths lying around here. But yeah, I feel like a lot of the music I make in the past like year at least has been in Toronto. One of my closest collaborators, two closest collaborators, dude by the name of Duncan Hood, dude by the name of Matt Kahane, both are based in Toronto. So I moved to New York like 2 years ago, but I was always going back and forth between New York and Toronto to like work with them. And now Matt literally last week moved to LA. So
Oh no.
that'll be like, hey, listen, that'll be a new zone.
It's a new zone, but I love that we're just fucking like, okay, we're deep diving right now, only because of the fact that I know what you mean when it comes to like producers and engineers in the music space, or even just like in anything, honestly. With what you're working with, you need that dude. You need that dude.
Oh, and I will go wherever it is to
I will
work with
go.
him.
I will go lengths, bro.
No,
I know exactly what you mean.
I was legit if he was like, I'm moving across the world for a year to kind of just hang out, but like I'm gonna make music too. I'd be like, cool, I'm gonna just get like an apartment there in a month and we'll work whenever you're around. But yeah, it's so important. Matt and I went to high school together, which is crazy, and
Oh,
have known each
shit.
other and are really close friends, like even before making music, and have known each other forever. And played in bands together. And then he was like a touring guitar player, and they started producing, and we started working together. And yeah, just like is so like integral to everything I do. So it's crazy. And I'm excited for him, and I'm gonna go visit all the time. And I've never really like I don't know it that well. So
It sucks, but like you'll learn to love it.
yeah.
You learn to love it.
The hiking nature side seems cool.
It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. But I thought that like when you said that you had to go back to Toronto real quick, I thought it was for something else, but instead it was like, no, it's still for the sake of music.
And yeah, I'm from Toronto.
Right.
So I just, yeah, it was for some just family stuff, but
Oh.
grew up here and forever. Have you been to Canada?
I have been to Canada, part of the Wear Many Hats World Tour. We started off in Montreal, and I love Montreal
Sick.
so much. But when I was a kid, I also went to Toronto too. And but I want to go as an adult. I mean, I'm the only one that still says the six, but like, yeah, we have a lot of Toronto guests on the show, and
That's
they
awesome.
rave it. Vancouver too, stand up.
I've never been to Vancouver.
You're a
But
comedian.
I know, but it's huge, right? It's Vancouver's far. It's 5.5 hours, but I will go. Would love to go. Many friends are from there, but I went to school in Montreal, which is amazing because you're at the drinking age of 18, so you sort of like arrive at university and you can do anything in the city.
Right. Wait, can you speak French?
Umpa.
Umpa. Okay. No,
But my mom
because.
is from Montreal and she speaks French.
Oh, because I feel like that, music has been, the whole genre bending, you know that everyone's just trying to incorporate world sounds and everything now. You're like, you could do a J Amber type, like, we got something in English and then you got some French going on in the mix.
That would be cool. I would. Yeah, I have to learn French first, but it would be really cool. I would love to work with more artists from different countries and like more internationally and like travel around and produce for people and collaborate. Like I feel like there's just like the doors are open to do everything now, and I can just like hit people up on Instagram and contact them. And even in Toronto or New York, it's just so many people just from all over the world coming through or living for different periods of times and kind of just trying to tap into kind of newer, yeah, music communities that I just like don't even know exist is kind of like where I'm at right now. But Montreal is amazing. I was there a few weekends ago. I played a show there at, it was a friend of mine who's an artist named Oscar Lewis. He was living at this house called Palais Papineau, and they threw like a house show, and it was so sick. But I think like there were, I was coming from Toronto, and I might have invited like everyone I knew who lived there, so maybe like 30-40 people. He invited like 30-40 people, and then there were two other bands who invited like 30-40 people. And I think like it was a bit of a miscommunication, like this is a house that probably fits 30-40 people.
Yeah,
mind you, we're all like, we're not in like college, we're all in our like mid to late 20s, so it's like we can't just like do that. Well, you know, you'll just get like a $5,000 fine by just throwing a heat, where it's like in a residential neighborhood. So there's like the day of, we were kind of like, okay, like how many people are coming here, how are we gonna like manage it? And we just basically like soundproofed everything perfectly, like had people coming in, like smoking area in the back, like different people standing in different sections, like making sure things didn't get too loud or crazy. And it was very responsible, but it was a really, really good show. And I feel like Montreal, people like turn out for concerts. Like
they do.
They love concerts there. Their shows are so good. People dance, go crazy. No one's like standing there stiffly. It's so fun. It's amazing show. Like the best shows I've seen there. Like I saw Kali Uchis, Sampha, like very, very early in Montreal. And they're just, the best shows are there. The venues are like beautiful with like beautiful ceilings and statues. And it's so cool.
I'm surprised you didn't turn your Project X Euphoria house show into like a shit show.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised as well. We were like, okay, we just like can't allow this. But it was funny, the conversation kind of leading into the show. I only knew one person in this house. I was sort of like the added guest, and everyone sort of wanted to be polite, like, hey, like, did you invite a bunch of people? But also like, hey, we just met you. So they're kind of like, well, there's people who are performing at the show who might have invited some people. I'm like, are you talking about me? Like, I'm standing right here.
You're talking shit to my face.
Exactly. But yeah, that's kind of that. Are you from New York?
I'm from Philly.
Cool.
But I've been living in New York for quite some time. But these days, I'm just everywhere. You know, that's what I've been getting. And, you know, really? I'm going to stick to that story. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you've just been traveling.
I've just been traveling. I'm being that guy right now that you see on every page that you don't want to be that friends with that guy.
No. I want to be friends with that guy. That's awesome.
Because I'm just like in and out of your life, you know?
Where are some spots you've been recently?
Well, part of the Wear Many Hats World Tour, we started off in, we were in Montreal, Copenhagen, LA. We had to not go to Amsterdam and Berlin because I had to be in LA for work. But then we just got back from Thailand, and now we're on our way to Malaysia, Taiwan, cool. And Vietnam.
Super cool.
Next month. But also, while I was in Thailand, and that's how we like linked up, is online. You just mentioned about how, you know, when you, I guess you could chat with other producers or like artists that you want to someday, I don't know, manifest and just like make a song with. That's how we connected, is like through online. And I just feel like it's so easy now these days. You just like kind of shoot your shot, right? Basically. Well, it's like shooting your shot is like not even a thing anymore. It's like if they see it or not. But I feel like these days people are seeing it. If you're just messaging, people be like, yo.
Yeah.
Great shit. Like I, like for instance, thank you for the kind words. But also I have never listened to your music before. And then when I started listening to music, I was like, yo, your records. Like you just like started.
Thank you so much.
Crazy.
Thank you so much.
And it's only the beginning.
Yeah, we're still trucking along. I feel like we've I've been putting out music just like in general and playing music for like 10 years plus. But the Jamber project has been 5 years, and it started in Montreal, which is really cool. I was in school and I was putting music out under the name Ursa Major, which the issue with putting out music under the name Ursa Major is when you release it, there's 100 people named Ursa Major on the internet. Yeah. So it ends up on their pages, and then their music ends up on your pages, and then your friends follow you. So it's just, they're like, oh, you put out a song. It's like a rap. It's like, what is, or they're like, what, like, or it's like, it's kind of what is this? And,
it's a jam band song.
Yeah. It's like, or just like, yeah. Or I think there was one that was like almost just like EDM, like a real like EDM, but like a long, like 15 minute extended mix. And I was kind of like, I think, and then my songs would end up and I'd have to email TuneCore and like customer assistance, which I don't know if you've ever dealt with like emailing like a distribution service, like TuneCore's customer assistance. It's like almost like, I think the worst thing in the world is when I'm on a website and I need something to happen and a little like web, the chat box,
oh, it's the worst, appears. They get nothing done.
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, like I really need help. They're like, hey, it's Derek. I'm like, Derek, like, please, I need you. But we kind of been putting music out since 2015 and, you know, played some shows like 2018, 2019, pandemic happened. Right. And since then, I've just been, you know, felt very just like during the pandemic, I was like, once this is over, I want to just put out music all the time and play shows and try to just have fun, as much fun with it as possible. And kind of like what you're saying, I've actually never collaborated with another artist on a J. Ember song. And that's was sort of, and like bringing it back to the Instagram thing, that was sort of my goal for this year, like wanting to go and work with the people that I've spoke to before, whether that be in like Berlin or Amsterdam or Mexico City, and travel and try to just like collaborate more and like get in with different people in different cities. Right. And yeah. And New York has also been amazing for that too.
I love that you mentioned when you first came out with music with Ursa Major. I think the one, I've been doing so much research on this for some weird reason last year about how I love that musicians, they're so tunnel vision, just like everyone is in the music space, where it's like when they just want to put out the music, right? And they made the music, they want to put out the music, but everything around it, it's like non-existent. So it's like, there's a bunch of Ursa Majors out there, but like, yeah, you guys were just, like, musicians, like, just don't care about the name. Like, it was just so funny because it's like, you got to come up with the name first, you know? And it's like,
I don't even remember why that was the name. Honestly, I'm trying to remember, like, why did I think of that? When did I think of that? Like, what was the, but what is really fun, and I feel like this is like 20% of making music, maybe a little less, coming up with a name, that's fun.
It's so much fun.
That's such a fun process.
It's like your thing. It's going to be your thing forever, for a long time. Even for like a second too. Even for like a second. So thanks again for like listening to my only single out there,
which is sick.
Thank you. And it's under Smog Cutter, and it was just only one song and on that name. But I already,
I thought you had two songs.
I have. There was actually a couple songs. I like took them down, but I want to do it separately. I want that to be like a band thing, but I'm actually moving those songs into like my solo stuff. But people are already pigeonholed into that name. And there's like not even an album out for that. So I'm just like, how, that's so insane. It's like moving so fast.
Yeah, it's, I've met many thoughts. But firstly, that song is sick.
Thank you.
And
it's talking blues country.
Yeah, totally. But it's gritty. It has like that, like, you know that dude Kevin Morby?
You're really,
you know that dude? Yeah, kind of gave me that vibe. I love that dude.
Morby, wow,
he's amazing.
And that's funny. I have met him. He was supposed to come on the show. That's kind of funny.
He's really good. I don't know him. I just know his music. He's on it and have kind of seen it for like years and years, maybe even like 8 or 9 years, honestly, which is really crazy. But yeah, I honestly think, at least just to me, I don't think it matters too much. Like, I feel like the whole name thing, it's like, obviously the name is your identity and it's like the vessel at which you're putting music out and people are identifying your music with, and you're putting yourself out there like that. But I think if you have many different projects, can start different bands, have different aliases, I think that's really cool. And I actually think like people love that. And you can really just like multiply yourself and do whatever you want. Like, there's this kid in Ireland who's amazing named Liam, who goes by Sign Crushes Motorist. And he's like literally killing right now. Like, he has a song called Better that is like went crazy on TikTok, but his music is almost like really kind of deconstructed, like shoegaze, almost like dipping its toe into like kind of like soundtracky, like ambient rock, but like kind of sings over it. Do you know like Salvia Pulse?
No.
Kind of reminds me of that artist a bit, who you should check out, who's amazing. And Sign Crushes Motorist has like 10 different projects. There's one, Sign Crushes Motorist, Take Care, Hold, Make His Ribs Show, and he, like, there's way more. There might even be like 8 or 9 more bands, and they're all doing very well. And like, he just puts out so much music, and I feel like it's, at least in my experience with indie music in particular, and it's whatever people want, like, it doesn't matter, but people are very like careful and protective. And something I really love about, you know, growing up as a massive like hip hop fan and really getting into music by going on Dat Piff and like just downloading mixtapes is just like the collaboration between so many different artists. Like, people are making collaborative albums. Future is putting out 3 albums a year. There's just like so much music and so much happening. People will like try a different name. Okay, we're going to switch back. We're going to do this. And I feel like just kind of that freeness of just like releasing and just getting stuff out there. Just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's really good for just making great art and trying to not put too much pressure on it versus like the perfectionist. Like, I need to like get it perfect, which also I am a victim of that at times, but I'm trying to kind of like break away from.
Until they retire the name, then it's like, people do that all the time.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So what I love is that that's the thing about musicians, right? Like, me and you, like, we could talk about music all day.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is Wear Many Hats, presented by Disarm. You can check out all the episodes of the Wear Many Hats podcast on all platforms and at wearmanyhats.com. Rate and comment the Wear Many Hats show on Apple Podcasts and drop 5 stars on Spotify. WMH and Disarm is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Jay Ember is a musician. Jay Ember put out his new record, Ultraviolet, right at the start of the new year, which is a bold, bold thing to do, and I love it. Just get your year started out straight. Jamber has worked with Friends Day Trip. Shout out David and Denzel. Jamber has been featured in Wonderland Magazine, featured on the Spotify playlist Indie All-Stars and Majestic. This is about to be majestic. Please welcome Jamber to Wear Many Hats.
How you doing?
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It is kind of funny that, you know, we're in like similar circles, but in different time periods. Cause when I saw that you did that track with Day Trip, dude, that that was also a different time.
Yeah, and we probably made that track even before that too. We made that track. That track came out in 2020. We would have made it in like 2018.
And isn't that crazy? That's how like music works.
How it just kind of takes forever to be released.
Yeah.
How it goes. But you know, we're not doing that anymore. Now it's like I was saying, I want to be on more of like a future Gucci Mane tip where I'm just putting out music constantly. It's like not even thinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like hearing it back after and being like, oh yeah, cool. That actually does sound pretty good.
It does. And I was so surprised because, you know, you hear Daydream took it to 10, like right in the beginning. I'm like, wait, what? He knows Denzel? That's crazy.
Yeah, we worked together a few times in like around like 2018. And yeah, made a few like really, really, really cool songs. And Green Eyes, that song in particular, is one of my favorite songs that I put out. And we did a really cool visual for it. And yeah, I feel like it like grows on me like over time. Like, still is one of my favorites. It's really, 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 really cool. And they're so talented and cool, and just amazing producers who can work in any genre of music and just like get it perfectly. And yeah,
they're different now. I like love when I first met them. I have like a little quickie with it's just like what we knew each other when I used to work at this market. And one night when I was closing up, Denzel asked me like, yo, you want to come by the studio?
That's sick.
We have this guy,
Sheck West,
yeah. We have this dude, Sheck West, coming through. And I was like, nah. Like, I was like tired. And it turns out that he didn't show up till like later, which I'm glad I didn't come through. It was through in the morning is when he like came through, and that's when he made that Mobamba track.
That sounds so good.
Which is crazy, because I could have been in that room.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And also, when Lil Nas X came through, this is a long time ago, he was asking me and like my friend, if we wanted to come through the studio. But we were just like, I never had the time to pop in the studio. But these people are huge now, obviously.
Yeah, they're killing it and they're awesome. And they work like, yeah, like I was kind of that vibe of just kind of creating like an awesome community around the studio where different artists and kind of people can come through and you meet different people and you just kind of, yeah, just like be open and to genres and people, and you know, anything can happen, you know. The studio that I'm working out of in Toronto right now, which is called Secret Garden, it's kind of like, it's like a maybe 8 or 9 people like split it, and there's like a calendar and everyone goes through, but it kind of has that vibe. There's kind of just like people hanging there like constantly. And you kind of like walk out of doors and like there's other people that appear from other doors. And
no way.
I met an artist yesterday named Lowercase, and it's just like you just end up in conversations, and I feel like that is really cool. Like I mean, personally, I prefer kind of that environment where instead of just like being in my house like isolated from other people, when there's like a hip-hop producer who's like making samples in a different room, and then an alternative artist, and they kind of just jump in together and like end up making cool stuff. And I feel like, again, this was years ago, but I feel like Day Trip, they just, yeah, their studio, just tons of people, different artists were kind of coming through at the time, and different producer or A&Rs, and just like, yeah, you just meet people. It's pretty cool.
Right. I mean, well, this happens to me a lot, which is kind of crazy. Like, I don't really take a chance, I guess you could say. Like, I don't, in that regard, it's only with music. I don't know why. Where like people would invite me to come through, but I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. I just would rather like stay in or something.
Just chill.
Yeah, just chill.
That's cool too.
Yeah. Because in Philly, that happened to me with Tierra Whack. Like I was in
Tierra Whack's so sick.
But this was way before Fame, and like I was in another studio with my boys, and they were just like, recording a track, and then Tierra Whack pulled up, and we were just all chilling. And like, I could have just like stayed and like hung out longer, but I was like, nah, I'm good. I just like left. It's because I was like older, you know, I'm also older. So I'm just like not taking a chance, honestly. And now kind of regret it, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll meet her at some point, and it'll just like kind of naturally, you'll be like, oh, like you know this person, right? I feel like everything always kind of comes
It
back around,
happens.
honestly. At least I find. She's
But
awesome. I haven't heard her new project, but I'm like want to listen to it.
she's worked with a bunch of my friends, which is still cool. She's still cool. She just put out a video with my friend Alex DeCorte and my friend Scott
Cool.
Ross. But yeah, music is crazy. And you know, you just put out a new record, Ultraviolet. Like I think the reason why I've been like putting your shit like over and over and over again is like it's got some pop sensibilities in it, you know? It's
Cool.
like, oh, it's catchy, right?
Yeah, people are always like, it reminds them. People have told me the recent stuff reminded them of like Death Cab. And I was like, I'll take that. And I feel like it has a bit of that. Like we definitely have hooks for sure.
Yeah, definitely hooks. And I was
Yeah.
just like, damn. Okay. All right. I get it. Like, I get it.
Cool. Thank you.
Ultraviolet, the start of the new year.
Matt and I made that last August and September. I like came back and I was just like, yo, like let's just what I was like, what month can we just kind of lock in? And I basically went to his every single day for like 6 weeks. And a lot of the songs we kind of had like ideas of or little like semblances or lyrics, but just like we were like, we have like this time, we're just gonna like make a project. Like this is our deadline and then it's done. Usually we're like tinkering for a long time, sending files. Oh, can we go back to this one and make it more like this? But we just like set a deadline and we're like done, and we like dropped the first single like 2 weeks after we finished the project, which was Research Chemical. But I've been like super super excited about releasing it, and I think I'm gonna try to do a show in New York in March and properly play it. I played it in Toronto, but I haven't like played it through yet, so trying to figure that out. But working on just new music, wanting to try new things, listening to like really, I feel like shoegaze is becoming so like so many people are getting into it, and I love it. I understand why, but we're listening to like a lot of Slow Dive, Def Heaven, My Bloody Valentine, like also getting into dance music more. I love this artist, Kedar Levansky. This dude, LSD XOXO, and this artist from, I believe, London called Skin on Skin. And I love Muramasa and more techno stuff like Emily Lenz. But getting really into dance music and kind of thinking about how I can like add a little more groove and like a little more rhythm into my own music, like not like making necessarily like dance music or techno music like separately, but just sort of like, can I bring a, just like a little more movement? So just been really like experimenting and being in the studio and inviting and working with more artists who are a little more heavy on that, like those genres, like different guitar players, people who like understand amping really well, because I'm not a technical person whatsoever. I feel like I just like can't do it.
No.
I can make a beat on Logic and like produce out a really good sketch, but I'm not somebody who's like going in with the EQ. I don't understand that. And when people like talk about that to me, it actually, I'm just like, I don't get it at all. My just
No.
like brain doesn't work like that. I feel like I'm more on the songwriting, kind of more creative stuff. So well, yeah, wanting to like link up with people who like understand like synths and the does and like the cables, and trying to like bring like that a bit into the J Ember project, but like still keeping it like band music and kind of where the roots are from, you know, classic kind of songwriting, but pushing it.
You should have
That's
went to
kind of been
the
the vibe.
Charli XCX Boiler Room show then,
Oh, no way. That's so cool.
featuring
Did you go?
Julia Fox. No, you had to like. I'm not, you know, a stan. You know, the
Got it.
stans go first.
Charlie XCX has one song, which is one of my favorite songs, like, actually ever, that I think it's called Track 8. Song 8 or Track 8. It's, like, I actually think one of my top 100, honestly, if not top 75. It's damn, so good. And I just, like, heard it. I was in a car, and somebody just played it. And I was just like, this is the... And it was really long. It's like 6 or 7 minutes. And I was like, this is like one of the best songs ever. And then I was in after that point. Just all in.
All in, Charlie.
Production is crazy. Your voice is crazy. She has so much music that I've never like properly dove through each album and listened. But definitely like when she drops new shit, listen. Drops a new album, listen. I've never seen her play. But a Boiler Room would be probably pretty cool. It would probably be pretty crazy.
I could only imagine. I could only imagine. That's the thing. I've stuck with like the traditional route, right? Of just like playing an instrument and then come up with the lyrics after type of situation. It's like the traditional sense for me. Like earlier this week, I went to go see Mitski.
How was that?
And it was cool, but she didn't play any. She played all of her songs, but she didn't play with an instrument. You know, she has a whole band behind her now. And I was like, you're like at this point now.
Like, it's like an orchestra.
It's like an orchestra of all these like hip dudes, right? And like, I just thought it was so funny. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You got to the point where like you don't have to play your instrument anymore. Because that Mitski was like known for her guitar playing.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Like it was, you know, that's how she started. Like it was her and a guitar. And like it just, that was the thing. And then when she would take her guitar off, she would just do the choreo. Like she would do her dances and stuff. But now it was just all choreo and like the band around her. And I was like, okay, cool. I get it now. Like you're there.
It's like Mitski.
It's Mitski. Yeah. Cool. But the opener was the opener was who I was like kind of there for.
Who's the opener?
This musician, Tamino.
Oh, that dude's amazing.
Fucking crazy.
That's so sick that he opened. That's so good.
Yeah, Tamino is insane. So good that like my favorite tracks were the unreleased songs. Like it's not even out.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, what the hell? You couldn't even Shazam it because it's not there. And I was like, what?
I love that song, Indigo Night. It's so sick.
Fucking crazy. Yeah,
he plays like, that. It's like, so like, yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of like Leonard Cohen or something.
It's crazy.
And it's like, it's actually crazy. He's so sick. I haven't heard that name in so long. I actually have his record. That has that song and Belly. Is that another song on that record?
I don't know. I'm just
Tummy. You know, Tummy.
He's known for that Habibi song, so
that song's sick too.
I mean it's his voice, you know. It's his voice. So that whole thing, it's I don't know. The show was great, but again, I'm not a Mitski stan. So it's like I just remember when Mitski played in Philly at Philomoka, small show, and that was many, many years ago. Now she's like so big. Like I just realized that as I get older, I get to see these amazing artists, but like I realize like I'm a fan, but like these are for the stands. Like when I went to go see Caroline Polachek, I left early because I realized like, oh, these are for the stands. Like I'm not.
Were people loving the show?
People love the show. It's cool. A sold out show. But like, I realized like after like what 6 or 7 Caroline Polachek songs, I was like, I'm done. You know, like I'm good. I can go.
And now. You were there for a lot. Seven songs. That's an hour.
That's 45 an hour.
Maybe not an hour. 45, 40 minutes.
Right, yeah. Right. But people are paying buku dollars, you know, to go see, like to pay stand money. So, I mean, I'm fortunate enough to like cop these, but at the same time, I'm just like, I'm leaving early. Like another example, Tyler, the Creator. I also left early for that too, because I'm not a fan.
You feel like, yo, I saw what I needed to see. I get it.
I yeah, exactly. But I'm also not a stan of like his last album. I'm a stan of the album before that, and I went to the show of that. But the last album, I was like, I'm good, you know, I'm good. But it's not a bad album. It's just like, I can leave early. But people don't want to do that. They want to stay for the whole thing, as you should. You paid good money for it, you know. It's weird. I guess that's where I'm at.
No, totally. I guess if I know, I've definitely been there before, where I feel like I get the vibe, like. This has been great, but I'm kind of, I gotta go do stuff, you know.
Like, gotta go do stuff, like go to sleep. It's like,
exactly.
It's so stuff. It's crazy because it's just it's wild. You travel long and far, and then you're just like, wow, okay, I get it. But these are for the heads, and I'm not a head. I'm just here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I went to any cool concerts in New York. I saw Faye Webster last year, and I stayed the whole time and loved it and thought it was just so good. And it was also like, it was a perfect length. It wasn't too long. It was like hour 45. It was perfect. They killed it.
Faye is interesting to me. Like, I have tried listening to her. I love, you know, her demeanor. I love like what she's got going on, but I don't get it. I also don't get it.
Oh no, wait, the album, like, if you I'm Funny Haha, I think it's called, or something like that, is so good.
I've also ran into her at Rough Trade.
Such a good album.
That's the thing. It's like, I appreciate, you know, people telling me, like, that's how I operate now these days is by Friends Rex. It's mostly Friends Rex. Like, last night I went to go see Perfect Days, and that's on.
Don't know what Perfect Days.
It's a movie. It's a film.
Got it.
Amazing film. But that was based on homies that told me to go see Perfect Days. It's a Wim Wenders film, and like I realized that, oh, I'm only going, I like 50% is like, I love, you know, obviously movies, but the other 50% is like, my friends are telling me, like, you gotta check it out, you know? And with Faye, when I like try to listen on my own, I'm just like, yeah, this is not hitting.
Have you heard Kingston, that track?
No, I haven't.
Listen to,
I
mean, that track. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll listen, but that's the thing. I'll definitely take Rex, but at the same time, I'm just like, yeah. It's weird. I think it's really weird how, because you can't like everything, you know.
No, of course.
You can't like everything. People, there's a lot of force feeding now these days of like, no, you should, you gotta like this, you gotta check it out. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, but if you're really heavily invested, you gotta. All right. Because I'll take a chance. I'll definitely listen.
Yeah, I'll send you a couple of the tracks that I think are really, really cool. And then I'm like, oh, whoa, these are crazy. But yeah, it's kind of similar to what you're saying. Like, I had her music. I think she'd been putting music out since, like, 2016. And I feel like the past couple of years have been, like, I've seen her name everywhere and, like, every festival and da-da-da. Yeah, she's cool. I saw Jai Paul last year at Knockdown Center. That was sick. But also, he only has like 15 songs, so it was like really, that was also like a short concert. It was like, you know, everyone like waited for a couple hours, or like an hour, and then he played like for 45 minutes, and that was that. It was like, okay, like that was pretty cool.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I messed up. I should have went to go see Jai Pa when I was in LA, and I wanted to, but instead I went to my friend dragged me to this, like, I invited her to come to Jai Pa. She didn't want to because she was invited to this like local artist like showcase. And so she invited me. I was like, okay, I'll take a chance on it. It was absolutely terrible. No. So bad. And I get it. You know, I get the whole thing. Like, there's this musician. He didn't have a DJ. He was playing it by like his like iPod. And the track was like skipping when he was like trying to sing on top of it, and I was like,
No.
this is crazy. Like I was
So you
like,
gotta go save him. Get up there. Hey, give me one sec.
I know it felt like I wanted to, but at the same time, I was like, wow, this is like totally on me. I could have went to go see Jai Paul and said I'm at this like local showcase where everyone is really
No.
trying so hard to make it. It's kind of fascinating, how music is right now. You know, like people want. I get it though, because when I was like so heavily invested in like dropping Blues Country, I was just like, I couldn't not stop thinking about like dropping more music or like music as a whole. And it's like such an addiction, right? Such like a drug to like wanting to put out more of music and stuff like that. And I get it. I get why musicians like do all this. But at the same time, like if I was dating a musician and that's all they were talking about the whole time, I'd blow my brains out.
Yeah, it'd be very, very, very annoying. And like, it's like, that's like, hi, like, welcome to the real world. That doesn't happen. Yo, we gotta like make sure that this song, it's like, yeah, no. Yeah, no, I definitely think, I don't know, I haven't thought about this, but I think it is cool how the one thing about music that I think is really cool today is that there's like way less barriers of entry. And like, I wasn't around during this time, but like, when you hear stories from back in the day, you have to be in like the city and meet the person. And like, I do think it is pretty dope that somebody anywhere can just like put something on TikTok, or they could like even make a Patreon or whatever. And just like, you can just put your music out like however you want to do it. You can like get your music to people online. And I've just like met so many artists who are like, yeah, like making good money from music, like living in their cities. I have a friend who like lives in Brisbane, puts out his music, like owns all of it, makes money, like goes skiing in Japan, like in the winter, and then comes back and like surfs in the summer in Australia, and just like kind of like lives that life and is doing his thing. And I feel like as much as there is that like maybe in LA, even though I haven't like experienced too much of that like hustle, we gotta like do this, you need to have the person and get it to the thing. Like there are like so many artists out there that are just kind of like living their lives and putting things out and like using it as a way to like do what they want to do. Which I think is, to me, is like what I look at as like really inspiring and like where I want to be. It's like, oh, you're like living a normal, sustainable life that isn't too intense. And the kind of like mold that a lot of, I feel like, musicians might like think they have to kind of be in is just like doesn't actually exist, because there's just like people can just make music from literally anywhere in the world. Which is like, which is crazy and really cool. I don't like know if I would ever necessarily like live stream, but I know like people like make money doing that, and like there's just so many different lanes, which is cool today, which is something that I've been like, yeah, thinking about as well for myself. Like, I don't know if I would do it necessarily, but it's like, you know, people out there making money doing it, so respect. But yeah, definitely should have gone to that J. Paul concert, like 100%.
I the thing is, the thing with all of this like live streaming or making a Patreon, or I think now, like you said, like barriers to entry, like anyone can do it. I think I'm already weary about like, maybe if I was like a new person, I would totally do all these different things, or maybe like Zillennial on it, honestly. But like I still have
What's
that,
Zillennial?
it's like Gen Z millennial, like
That's
cusp.
me for sure. I'm like 96.
Like it's hard because like then like right there, like doing unless you have some type of riz to being like, okay, I can do what's that, there's like TikTok, oh, Twitch. Like you can get on Twitch streams, right? And you're just like, you're really, really funny, and like you're chopping it up, like chopping your music up or whatever, and like doing all this stuff. I
People are like
personally
just
don't.
tipping you. It's so
Just
crazy.
tip.
That's like a crazy concept.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
such a
Like, yo, thank you. Like, what? Like,
dude, I could not do that. Like I personally just know, because I started doing like TikToks for the Wear Many Hats show, and I get it, but I was telling my friends, like, asked me, like, why do you do this? And I'm just like, to be honest with you, I don't really know. And a little piece of me dies every time I like, and it's not a bad thing. It's just like more so like, cause growing up, I grew up in the suburbs of Philly. So like, it's like, if you either just, it's like, what's cool and what's not, like, you just, if you do it, like, you're brave to doing things, like, new things, but it's also like good to just, like, you know, stay under the radar and just, like, chill, you know.
Yeah whatever.
Yeah,
this is whatever, but you want, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. But like, now I have like older friends that do, or even the same age as me, that do like TikToks, but like, you know, like the whole fit checks, and it's like, yeah, it's like, some people love seeing that, but then there are other people that are going like, yeah, like, this is embarrassing, you know, like, at the same time. It's
like,
yeah.
Show me your apartment. Like that.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I'm not gonna show you my apartment. Like, just come over.
Like, yo, you know? what do you do for work?
Yeah, exactly. I can't. And
there's also just a lot of people kind of like talking to the camera. Like, to start a company, you need like five things on the computers on the screen. It's like one, and they're like, yeah, things like that. I'm seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, but honestly, like, everyone's doing that.
I'm just like, yo, honestly, respect that you're doing something. At least you're not at home on the computer. And also, if you are, respect, but I'm just like, you're trying stuff. Like, fuck it, you know.
I
just think it's funny and fun.
It's funny.
It's like you're doing stuff. I didn't expect that. That's cool, you know.
Right. Yeah. I usually like fuck around and find out mostly. Like, that's exactly why. That was always my mentality, and just like now, people just like telling you, I'm like, wow, you're just skipping all the steps. You're just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna learn from this TikToker because he told me so, and now,
and he looks like he knows,
and he looks like he knows, but he's actually just doing it in like a basement. It's so like crazy.
Knows nothing. Yeah, yeah, conviction. I think, you know, people. Definitely someone just like a confident person kind of saying things at the screen, and I'm kind of just in my bed like scrolling through that, and then like just everything in the world. Yeah. You know, things can, like, you know, sometimes I'll just be watching a video, I'm like, okay, and I'm kind of into it, I'm like, wait, what the fuck am I watching right
exactly
now?
Exactly.
Who is this? I think the craziest thing is with podcasts, I don't remember who this kid is, but like sometimes I'll see like kids in high school like who have like a podcast. And they'll have like the craziest interview. They'll have like Rick Ross like on their podcast. And it's like a kid who's like making a podcast for his like project. And I feel like, I'm just curious if you think that, like, I find so many people are doing podcasts that if someone starts a podcast, I feel like they can actually get amazing guests.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Just kind of like hitting people up and like crazy, like you can have just Noam Chomsky on your podcast. Like, I feel like I'll just like see him. And it's like just a kid in university, like, hey, like, this is like the students union interviewing Noam Chomsky. And he's like in his house. It's like, do you feel that?
Do I feel that? I mean, I've had some pretty big guests that I've had on the show, but
you're
at the
crushing.
Same time, like,
I mean, like, just like a random, like someone who just starts, right?
Yeah, but I've never had, like, I never reached out being like, yeah, let me get Rick Ross on the show. That would be crazy. Or any, I don't know. I mean, if first off, this kid starting a podcast in like high school, like, go outside.
No, he needs to go outside. He needs to go hang out with his friends. You're totally right. Yeah.
Me, I was telling people, like, what's it feel like to be friends with a podcaster? Like, because I'm not hiding it. It's out there, right? And they're like, we don't think of you as a podcaster. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Like,
no. When you were traveling, were you like doing shows in person or kind of just on Zoom and traveling?
I did it. I still did the Zoom thing. It's just like, it fucks up with my schedule because I have to do it at night. Right. But I would do the 1 minute Wear Many Hats Lives on TikTok. And they turned out fine. They were great. It's just to see what other people in other countries, like what they're up to and stuff like that. But it's also just my, I'm just like building something on TikTok. That's it. You know, it's not like I choose to be on TikTok. You know, I have to do it for the show.
For sure.
You know, some things you have, just have to sacrifice. You know, I have to sacrifice a piece of my dignity to be on TikTok.
But, you know, a bunch of people, you know, find your podcast and you'll be like, actually, fuck it. Like, this is a great, you know?
Totally. Thanks.
You're like, this is obviously the way, you know?
Yeah. Well, hats off to you and everything that you do for some Wear Many Hats Solutions. Would you, you've never done features before, but you know, we should work on a track.
I would love to. What, yeah, I'm going to be back in New York like in March 1st.
Yeah. Dude, you will wear many hats like Jay.
We're going to do something. Do you have a studio? Like, what's your setup?
My setup? Dude, I don't have a setup. I just cook everything in Brooklyn, and then, to be honest with you, I record everything in LA.
Cool.
Yeah. My boy Chris McLaughlin, he used to have a studio in Greenpoint called Deep Space Recordings, and now it's out in LA. But that's the thing from the get, right, of this episode, is that, like, I can't find another producer or engineer as him. It's like impossible.
He's sick.
He's sick and it's set. Like, I tried recording with my friend. I mean, I did record with my friend out in Thailand for a track, and it went well, but I just realized, like, holy shit, like, it's all vibes. I was like, I can't believe it, but I just feel
it's
more.
So all vibes. Yeah, I feel like some music producers, like, they can be so talented, but it's just like, it can trip people out, honestly.
It really is. Like, well, yeah. my friend in LA, he read everything that was in my mind of like how I want the song to be, as opposed to like my other friend in Thailand. I'm just like, wow, that's kind of insane that, like, it's all vibes.
How was the studio in Thailand?
It was great. It was great. It's in my friend's home. They're both homes, actually, now that I think about it. The only time that I ever recorded in a studio was in Greenpoint. But, you know, I have been shopping around, but it is pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no. Finding someone who, like, totally just gets what you want to do perfectly. Yeah.
You can't I mean, when I was in Philly and I remember recording in Philly, and I was like, yo, these engineers are whack. And you have to mm-hmm. find, it's just you have to find, like, someone that actually gets it and that's, like, not grimy and just, like,
just normal.
Know.
Yeah.
It's just, like, normal. What, yeah, it's weird.
What just, like, out of purely out of curiosity, like, what's, like, one of your favorite bands or, like, an artist that you're like, I love them, like,
oh, in general?
Yeah.
You kind of almost nailed it. I've been listening to Slow Dive for quite some time, for a really, really long time. But when you said that, like, yeah, you know, TikTok blew them up even more, which I thought was crazy. And then
Slow Dive?
Yeah. They were already huge. They just, like, had their tracks now on TikTok. But, okay, so, yes, shoegaze movement, yes. But, like, to be honest with you, I think it's, if we're talking bands, I think it's Beach House, actually.
Beach House is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the song Walk in the Park.
Course,
it's so good,
and I've seen them since Teen Dream, you know, and the first record.
Is Teen Dream the record with that song?
Yeah, yeah,
that's this. They're so good.
But I saw them. That was like a long time. I saw them 10 years ago. So that's like, and then
never seen them.
It's just like a whole thing. Like, music is such a weird thing. Like, I and then, like, coming off, it's just like. Now, just like singer-songwriters, I would have to go with, you know, Bill Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Smith, and yo, they called Tamino. What the hell they called? They called Tamino. Actually, I have to like bring this up
Yeah, find it. Yeah.
on Wikipedia. They called Tamino the Belgian Jeff Buckley, and that blew me the fuck away
That's
because
hilarious.
I love Jeff Buckley, but like to call Tamino, that is insane. And then, like, I love Leonard Cohen and Nick Cave. So, what about you?
I actually love Beach House so much, and love Beach House, love, I love so much music. Love Beach House, love Joni Mitchell, love Massive Attack. Trying to think. Also really love Smog,
Oh, dude. Of
and kind of
course.
that kind of world of like Purple Mountains and things like that are really cool. Love Smashing Pumpkins, My Bloody Valentine, Death Heaven.
Of course.
There's, yeah, it's so much music for sure. I mean, for my own stuff, like love Britpop, like love Pulp and Supergrass and that style. Love like Damon Albarn in general, like love Gorillaz and all of his kind of different projects and Blur. Love La Tigra. That's a band that I found recently that I'm like have been obsessed with, and their music is just like so fun.
Oh yeah, Brandon gets to show Shamir. He opened up for La Tigre and
Oh, that's so cool.
we all went. Yeah, so good.
Shamir is really, really cool too. Really, really cool
Yeah.
music. And yeah, I'm trying to think of like new music I love. I love Wise Blood's last record. I love that song Grapevine. I thought it was beautiful. And love the producer, or I think one of the producers on that record was in a band called Foxygen. I always really liked them and kind of that like kind of like what we're saying, like the kind of Bob Dylan-y, like Velvet Underground-y, like sound, like kind of that kind of lazy kind of flow. And then like outside of that, like huge like hip hop fan, like love Young Thug, love
Bring my man.
J yeah, Dilla. Yeah, just like love Drake so much. Like obviously from Toronto. And like he also just like love pop music in general, but like love Drake so much. Like honestly, like are you do you love do you fuck with Drake? Because in New York,
Of
I feel like
course.
I there's a lot of okay, amazing.
Of course.
Love Drake's producer 40. He's so sick.
No 40?
No, he's 40 is the producer.
Oh,
He
40,
produced
40,
like
40.
every Drake album. He's amazing. But yeah, those are kind of like my random artists that I could think of off the top. But Beach House, I feel like is legit like one of my favorite bands ever and has been
Oh, I was
since I
right.
found them. Yeah.
That
Yeah.
40's name is Noah. I was like,
Oh yeah,
okay.
Noah. I think you said Noah
Yeah.
40.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. And Magic Jordan, Weekend.
Legends.
Come on. Of course. Of course. You're just naming the rainbow at this point.
I know really. Yeah. Toronto and Montreal had a really cool scene too. I really love the band Tops.
Oh, dude. Fun fact,
They're so sick. Yeah.
I saw
Yeah.
during King Krewal's first tour, I saw King Krewal and Tops opened up for them.
Really? That's so
Yeah.
cool. That's so sick.
That was a long time ago.
That's really, really cool. In New York.
In Philly. A small venue too.
I played a one show in Philly opening for a band and
What was
called
the band?
Sports.
Oh yeah, sports is
And
great.
yeah, they're amazing. They're so good live.
I
Like
have a
they're a
question.
really good band, but live they're crazy. Yeah.
Do you like band names or artist names
I
more? Like
love
music.
band names.
You like band names more.
I like artist names too. It really just depends. I like MIA is a sick name for an artist. It's just cool. Sports is a really, really good band name. They killed that for sure. But I don't know, how about yourself?
Yeah, it depends. It depends. I like band names, but I do think it's interesting when like solo artists have band names and then they treat it as like a whole band situation. It's weird. like Wise Blood, and like, you know, Friend Against the Show.
But is Wise Blood a band name, or is that like a persona? I guess Wise Blood is a band name.
Wise Band is a persona. It's like, yeah, it is a band name, but it's just like homegirl. And then, got you it. Know, it's, yeah. But I love band names. I love band names, but I think what I'm trying to say is that, like, I love band names when it is kind of feeling like a band. And then when it's like a solo artist, I kind of like it when you use your name.
It's like a full name.
A full name. Yeah.
Yeah.
I it's like, strange.
No, it makes total sense to me.
It's strange. It's... Yeah. I think about it all the time. I honestly
do you like
think
one
about it all the time.
Do you like singular names? Like if someone like Sampha, if the full name is, you know,
great,
or just
great
like
question.
Like just
great
like your
question.
first name.
Okay.
You know?
Sampha is great, right?
Or like Joey.
Dude, I'm tired of that shit though. I hate the Joey thing because there's a million Joeys, you know? Like I had a friend that was like, I want my thing to be called Kate, but there's like a million kids. I'm like, do you think that that's original? That's kind of insane.
Kate.
Just like, yeah, just like her name. Like there's a lot. There's a lot of musicians doing the singular thing too.
For sure.
And I don't, yeah, I don't like actually.
Yeah, people should use their names, and people should use their middle names too, and have like really, really just long names, and just have like a full like. Just lean into it, you know.
Yes.
I love you know, Fabiana Palladino. I don't know if you've heard her music. She's amazing. Jai Paul, I think, co-produced the project that she's putting out, and it's just like. She's sick, and that's her, and she's a legend, and that's it, you know?
Yeah. I can get down with, especially that name is sick.
Yeah. There's but this venue in Philly that I played with sports, which was called The Foundry.
Yeah.
It was so weird because like
it's above
it was
another venue.
It was connected to another venue, and and they were playing in that venue, and then the other venue was the band Under Oath, and
yeah,
it was
I
like,
grew up
which
on
is like,
that.
Yeah, like I don't know, is that like hardcore music? Like I don't
It's
like,
like post hardcore, yeah.
yeah, but it's like super loud, and every single time, and I guess like the staff of the venue, in order for them to kind of like bring things through each room, like have to open the door that connects the two
Oh
venues. So
no.
every single time that door opened, Under Oath's music would like legit drown out the entire show. Like just like, and like it was just crazy. Like during my set, it was just like I was like, "What is this?" Like
that's hilarious.
It was
Actually,
insane. Yeah, and I was like, "This is like the one of the weirdest like modelings for a venue ever."
oh
And it's
yeah,
like it was
totally
all the doors always opening.
insane. Jay, where's the place you like to go to hang your hat? At the end of the day, when you're done everything, or when you're trying to like brainstorm like a new song, or think of a new song, where do you like to go? It could be in Toronto, it could be in New York, it could be anywhere in the world. Pick a spot.
Yeah. When I was living in New York, where I like to go to hang my hat.
Just a place like you like to go.
Yeah, we're always going to like, I live near that place, like Molasses Books. We lived in like the Bed-Stuy Bushwick kind of border, like off the gates. Jade, we'd always hang there, kind of like little spots around there. In Toronto, I love a place called Ted's Collision, which is like chill dive bar that has like pool. Me and my friends will go to this place, like Annex Pool Hall. Yeah, just kind of just central location, meeting friends. But yeah, those two for sure. So kind of just like coffee shop bar kind of vibe. Nothing too crazy.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Jay, if you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Chest tattoo quote. I'm I'm thinking because we were talking about Drake. I'm trying to think of just like off the cuff, like best Drake quote.
It doesn't have to be a Drake quote.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it could be anything.
I mean, I feel like the corniest, not corny, but you know, you're from Toronto, you get like know yourself tattooed across your chest. You know, gotta just put on.
You gotta put on. Yeah, know yourself.
Exactly.
Damn. Okay. You went from chest tattoo to straight up forehead.
Exactly. I was thinking the other day, like if somebody came into a tattoo parlor and asked for a face tattoo, like, will somebody just go, okay, yeah, cool, I'll do that for you?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, no, I'm like, will people, like, will tattoo artists just do that?
Yeah, people do that all the time.
Like, will tattoo artists be like, hey, like, maybe you should like rethink this, or like again, no judgment, but it's like, are there certain places? Because I know some people like won't do it, some people will do it.
I'm
saying people who get face tats. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Face tats all the time for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I just got a tattoo like yesterday. And I was thinking about that. And my friend would totally he's a good friend of mine, but I don't think he would talk me out of it. He'd be like, if this is what you want to do, then yeah. So be it. Yeah, but
I also love that like Dylan Thomas quote, like rage into the dying of the light. Like if I actually was legit gonna get a chest tattoo, like a cross, like that is a cool. I love that quote. Damn. Forever. But it's a lot of writing.
That's a lot of writing.
Yeah,
that's a lot of writing. Shit.
Do you have a chest tattoo?
I don't have any body tattoos, just arms and legs.
So
I want more though.
we're gonna make music very soon.
I can't wait. I'm looking like come back to New York. Let's cook.
Okay, take care.
Jay, thank you so much for coming on Wear Many Hats. Also plug your socials. Where can people find you?
You can find me Instagram, Jember,
Spotify. Wait, scared me for a second. I was like, you're actually pronounced Jember, not Jamber.
No, God, Jamber, thank God. But it's like Jember on Instagram. Yeah. Instagram, Jember, Spotify, Jember. Yeah, anywhere music is, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on Wear Many Hats.
Take care.
Till next time, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Jasar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.